Sunday, Red Hot Chili Peppers, tickets to give away at 8:40, plays in Fred Greatham, Orange and Brown Report, Bill Wills, Mike Snyder alongside. Best Browns coverage brought to you by Dollar Bank. Let's get you there, dollar.com. Morning, Fred.
Good morning.
We're good. Your posted Orange and Brown Report really says it all. We're down two, and it's, you know, hard to believe, but the season. But look, we got five games, regular season left, and with all that's happened, the Browns are in it, and really they control their own destiny, right, Fred?
Absolutely. I mean, you come into the season with high expectations. You get off to a 7-3 start despite the quarterback situation. You're on your fourth quarterback. You know, you stumbled the last 2 weeks on the road, but you're still 7-5 with the home stretch with these five games to go. And the magic number usually is 10 wins. And you got to find a way to win three games. And the thing when you look at it, the Jaguars obviously are a good team. They're a little dinged up, so you don't know what you're going to get there. But it's a game that you should win at home. You're 5-1 at home. And these next two games with the Jaguars and Bears, really the Browns can just, you know, put any hope, you know, to rest that they're going to the playoffs. I mean, I think it would be a big feat to do so with what they've went through this year.
Yeah, on their fourth quarterback. Are you surprised that the coach hasn't said it's going to be Flacco this week? How can he go in another direction but Joe on Sunday, Fred?
Well, I expect him to name Flacco today, but I'm not surprised because that's kind of how Kevin Stefanski operates is, you know, there's usually some gamesmanship involved in that, whether it works or not. But, yeah, I just think that the experience factor and what he showed last week on the road, I just think that that's what you need. You need kind of a veteran presence to kind of guide you through, you know, what they have, the choppy waters. I know they want DTR to be, you know, the long-term backup, but I just think right now the best, if you really want what's best for the team, I think this is best for the team right now.
Yeah, it'd be quite a story if he could lead them into the playoffs win there. That just thinking of that, what a story that would be. But Fred, you mentioned their home. They've been great at home. Why is this defense not travel? They always say defense travels in sports. It hasn't for the Browns this year. Why is that the case, you think?
Yeah, I agree. And I said that a lot and wrote a lot because I just felt like the defense would keep them in games all year. And they have for the most part. But the last 2 weeks, I really think last week, the defense failed them. And, you know, obviously Myles Garrett wasn't playing the way he should. He can say he was fine, but I didn't see his name, you know. The three of us had the number of tackles and stats that he did. So, and Denzel Ward. So I just think that they need to regroup, come together. They say they play better at home because the crowd really, you know, they feed off that energy. They're going to need to do that because it's a good Jaguars team, whoever's quarterback.
And going back now to the offense, Fred, we don't know about Amari Cooper's status for this week. So, the receiving core for Flacco to throw to, that's kind of a mystery, isn't it?
It is, you know, and, you know, to his credit, I think he threw to nine different receivers. He was looking around, he saw the field and got the ball out. And I still think there were some drops and those have to be cleaned up. But now, yeah, if Cooper doesn't play, I was concerned with that all year, is that he's clearly your number one. But behind him, he really hadn't had anybody emerge. You know, Elijah Moore's done a little bit lately, but you let Peoples Jones go. So this week, you're looking at, if Cooper doesn't go, you probably have Cedric Tillman and David Bell as your 2 and 3, which is, you know, a little bit scary. I mean, you've seen Tillman, and you like what you've seen a little bit. But you just haven't seen enough to really know if he can be the answer.
Fred Greatham, Orange and Brown Report. Follow him on X, Fred Greatham 9. Browns right now, at least according to DraftKings, favored by 3 Sunday against Jacksonville. All right, thanks, Fred.
All right, guys.
was a very bright, shining light, Sarajevo, and they needed to kill that light.
From producers Matt Damon and Ben Affleck, explore how art and music sustained hope during the siege of Sarajevo, thanks in part to humanitarians and the band U2.
U2, they represent a personification of our resistance.
The Hollywood Reporter hails Kiss the Future, moving and inspirational.
Kiss the Future! Viva Sarajevo!
Kiss the Future. New documentary now streaming exclusively on Paramount+. Go to Paramount+ to try it free. Terms apply.